Hamapelis or Lishmoinim V'yechod Venish is Mapel, has a miscarriage. The night going into the 81st day is Beishamai Poitrin Mikorbin. Beishamai holds she is potter from bringing a second korbin. Ubeisilul Mechayovin. And Beisilul holds that no, this Isha is already Mechuyiv in a second korbin. Now, we're talking about that this Isha was Mapel the night of the 81st day is like this. That the halacha is when an Isha gives birth, if she gives birth to a girl, to an Akeva, that for the first 14 days, any dam she see is dam tomei. She's tomei for the first 14 days. After that, she can go to the mikveh, and she is tor, and any dam, any blood that comes out of her for the next 66 days is called dam tor midiraisa. Midiraisa, she's tor, until 80 days pass away. After 80 days, the 81st day, then her dam is like normal again, and if she sees dam, then it's called dam tomei. And the law for Israel, Yeledes, has to bring a korban. After she becomes tor, after the 80 days go away, on the 81st day, that's called Malois, it's finished the period of time, that now she is mechuyev to bring a korban. And the korban of Yeledes is, she brings a korban oila and a chatis. Like Rashi brings down here, let's see the top Rashi. Vikris is a parakama, the kaimalon, zois teras Yeledes, the Pasuk says, Melaneid shemeviya korban echod avlodes harbi. That Anisha that gives birth, even though she gives birth twice, she only has to bring one korban for the two ladies. Now yochish yochol shatovi al haleda shlefnei melois. I would think if Anisha gave birth of one time, v'al haleda shalacha melois, and if the second birth was more than 80 days later, I would still say maybe korban echad, only one korban, v'lo yosin at mur, talmud loyma zois. We have a pasuk saying zois. What does that mean? Shem yol do la'acha malois. If she gave birth a second time, more than 80 days later, kagoin, what's the case? Rashi explains now, she tov lo l'seif shvayin, shem l'keva. She went to the mikveh after 2 weeks later, after she gave birth to a girl. Like we said, the first 14 days she's tummy, and any dam she sees then is dam tummy. But after 14 days, she goes to the mikveh, and any dam she sees then for the next 66 days is called dam tor. Now, for the sambra, this Isha became pregnant now, after these 14 days. Ve'pila, and she didn't give birth normal the second time, but she was mapul, she had a miscarriage. Now, im toich malay sepila, if this miscarriage now was within the 80 days from the first child, is alocha nifteres pekorban echad. The Isha only has to bring one korban. Let's say this miscarriage happened more than 80 days after the first birth. Is a pila? Is kvanas chayev b'korban arishin? We say then no. The isha was already mechuyev to bring a korban for her first birth. Koydim leidishnia. Before she had the second birth or the second miscarriage. Olibsoif malaysha leidishnia tovi shtei kabonis. Now the locher is after she becomes tor from a second lady, which here means a miscarriage, then she has to bring two sets of karbonis. Now, the question here is, v'im hepi lo leil, shal kinisas shemayin v'yechod, our shalom the Gemara here is, where she's mapul, she has a miscarriage, the night, going into the 81st day. V'im hepi lo leil, shal kinisas shemayin v'yechod, that means, shekvar ovro malois shalo, she already had her 80 days from the first birth. But it still did not come the daytime of the 81st day, which Shein Korban Nishchat Palayla, because you're not allowed to bring Korban at night time. The only time you can bring Korban is by daytime. So really the 81st day, by day, that's really the man when she could bring her Korban for the first Layla. Now, again, clearly, the halachas are like this, that if 80 days pass by, and then she gives birth afterwards on the 81st day, she has to bring a second korban for the second later. If she gave birth, like here the case was, she had a miscarriage, that before the first 80 days are up, then the lachri, she does not have to bring a second korban, but she is yaitzu with one korban for the first later. Now here the question is, where she was mapul, she had a miscarriage the night going into the 81st day. That Beisilu Mechayit, Rashi says, Shtei Karbonis. She has to bring two different Karbonis. The La'acha Mulais Karin and Beit. This was considered after Mulais, after the 80 days, after the 80 days of the first pregnancy, of the first birth. Ubeishamai Poitrin Oisei B'Korban Echad. Beishamai says, no, she only has to bring one Korban. Can beforeish Tamayit. We'll soon explain what the Tam's are. Now, the Gemara goes weiter. Gemara to explain that Omru Lehen Beishilu LeBeishamai. Beishilu says to Beishamai, Mai Shino Or Shemoinim V'Echad. What's the difference between the night going into the 81st day or the 81st day itself? What's the difference? Now, Agav, the reason why the Gemara brings down this halacha is to show us what does the word or mean. Like here, for sure, the word or means the night. Because it's saying, Beisul is saying, what's the difference between or Shemoinim V'Echad, which means what's the difference between the night of the 81st day, Miyoyim Shemoinim V'Echad, from the day of the 81st day. So you see clearly that or means night. You can't say or means day. And what is Beisilu saying? What's the difference between the day and the day? There's not going to be no difference. So you see clearly the word or here means nighttime. So Beisilu is asking Beishamai, what's the difference between the night of the 81st day and the 81st day itself? Im shivu lar l'tuma, l'yishvu lar l'korban, that since they have the same halachas vilchas tuma, shouldn't they have the same halachas for kabonis? Which means, like Rashi says, "May shina or shmeinu v'yechem yom shmeinu v'yechad halayate moedim lanu shim lohipilu halayla v'yepilu l'mochor shechayeves." In other words, you Beishamai are also moedim that if she first has her miscarriage on the 81st day by daytime, that that's considered after malais of the first birth. And she has to bring a second korban. So therefore, Beisilu's question is, Af kishapila or lishmoin v'yechod, even when she has a miscarriage, the night of the 81st day, is also tischayiv, she should have a chiyiv to bring a second korban. Why? Sharei l'chol dovers man hayom v'layla shovin. For all halachas, it's the same halacha of the night and the daytime. Now what's Beisilu's raya? Im shivul or l'tumah, lo yishvul ala korban. But to me, it's like a question. For yoyd raya cheras, I have another raya to what I'm saying, Beisilu. To ho yil vishovul ala tumah. Hilchas tumah of the isha, it's the same halach if she sees the dam, the night of the 81st day, or the 81st day itself. Now what's the halacha? Sh'ad shkiyas hacham shal shmeinim, up until the 80th day, even on the 80th day, up until shkiyas hacham of that day, domim toirim. Midiraisa, we said, from the 14th day until the 80th day, Hadam, that she sees his Torah. But if she sees now at night time, after Shkia of the 80th day, it's now the 81st day, Tumer Tumeyim, she has now Tumas Nidirano, Kilu Hiroyelamacher, it's the same halacha like she sees Dam. On the 81st day that she has Tumas Nidirano, the same thing when she sees Dam, the night of the 81st day. So therefore, Beisilu's question is, V'lomo lo yishvu lo yafla korban. Why shouldn't you say the same halach applies to a chiyav korban? Shekishem shim tapu lomocher. Tischayiv, just like you, Beishamai, are also moided to us, Beisilu, that if she would have her miscarriage on the 81st day, which is a zman after the malois, that she has a chiyav to bring a second korban, is kach tischayiv al havlad shalayla. She should also be mechuyev a second korban if she has her miscarriage the night of the 81st day. That's Beisilu's question. So Rashi says, "Uchuve is Beishamai Masechta Krisis." How does Beishamai answer this question? He says, "Masechta Krisis, lo yemamata b'yom shemayin v'yechod shekach yotza l'shor horuya lahavi b'korban." Because on the 81st day, that's the man when she could bring her korban for the first birth. Lefikach nischayva b'korban harishon. Therefore, we say she has a chiyuv to bring her first korban. Now, when she has a second leida, a second miscarriage, that cannot be included in the first korban, because after the 80th day, on the 81st day, right away in the morning, she has a chiyuv to bring the korban for the first leida. Mashenkin tomru b'mapelas or l'shemayin v'yechod. The Beishamai says, but if she first have, she has a miscarriage on the night going into the 81st day, shlo yotasa midei v'lad harishon. It never came a time yet that she has the right to bring the korban for the first leida. Because at night time you can't bring a korban. V'hadomim sh'atim oimrim. Eino mechichim. Shrei hapilu toich malois. To me'er sh'leidu t'meim. Upturim in akorbin. Rabbi Shammai holds the raya from domim hilchas dam, where she's dam is tomi or not. That's not a raya. But I call upon him. Rabbi Shammai holds if she has a second, if she has a miscarriage the night of the 81st day, she's not mechuy the second korban. Rabbi Yisillah holds yes. The Gemara says no. So I go back to the Gemara. The Gemara says the chur from this din is Shema Mino. We have a clear raya here. So the Gemara mi dekla ma beisillah Rabbi Shammai. Since Beis Hillel says to Beis Shammai, "Mai shena or shemayin v'yechod, miyoyim shemayin v'yechod." What's the difference between the night of the 81st day to the day of the 81st day? That's Beis Shammai. That's what Beis Shammai says. Is Shema Mina? From here, we have a clear raya that or urtu. Here we see clearly that the word or means nighttime. Shema Mina. Sumar says it's like a truth. This is a good raya. This is a good proof. So again, we have another proof to say that or means nighttime, like we said before, which in other words, this is a kasha on Rav Huna, that before Rav Huna said the word or means nagi, means daytime. Mesa, we have another kasha on Rav Huna. His halachon gemorim zvachim says, yochol yehei nechol, or lishlishi, I would think that a korban shlomim, you're allowed to eat the night going into the third day. That's what I would think. Rashi says, or lishlishi, or can he sosay shel shlishi, the night going into the third day. Now, Rashi says, v'yashlomim koi, this goes on the korban shlomim. V'yachsiv b'hu, in the parasha of shlomim, it says, v'yoyim zivchachem, yeyochel, u'mimocharos, you're allowed to eat the korban shlomim the day you bring it, and the next day. So for 2 days, you're allowed to eat the korban shlomim. V'tzivu l'sorfoy, l'boikroy shel shlishi. There's a din noiser, after you can't eat it anymore, it's called noiser, and the din is you're supposed to burn it. Now, yochu yehei nechol el shalachonav, I would think you're allowed to eat the shtomim, even the night of the second day, that's what the Gemara is saying. Yochu yehei nechol or lishlishi, I would think the night of the second day, that night that's going into the third day, you should also be allowed to eat the korban shtomim. Vidinhu, and really it's a svar, it should be that way. Why? Zvachin necholam liyenechot. A korban, like a korban toido, or a korban chatis, the din is you're allowed to eat it for 1 day. Ushlomim necholim l'shnei yomim. Now a korban shlomim, we know, you're allowed to eat it for 2 days. Now ma lahalan, just like by a chatis and a korban toido, laila achar hayoim, the din of kotshim is that the night goes after the day. In other words, you bring the korban in the morning by daytime, now you're allowed to eat the korban that whole day, and the night after it. Whereas the night after goes after the day by Kodeshim. That's by Echatis. Is Afkan, I would say, the same thing should apply to a Korban Shlomim. That since you're allowed to eat it for 2 days, I would say, Laila Achar Hayom, that the night of the second day should go after the daytime, and just like you're allowed to eat it the second day, you should be allowed to eat the Shlomim the second night. Talmud Loima, therefore a Pasuk in Chumash, comes and tells us that the Pasuk says, you're allowed to eat the shlomim the day you shechted, the day you brought the korban, and the second day. What is left over after that, ad yoim, up until day. So this word ad yoim is really extra. And we darshan to say like this. It means to say, while it's still daytime, the second day, that's when you are allowed to eat this korban shlomim. That the night of the second day, going into the third day, you are not allowed to eat this korban shlomim. Different than other korbanos. Now, the Gemara of the Adashim's Vayter, Yochel, I would think, Yisaref Miyad, that you're supposed to burn the shlomim that was left over after the second day, right away. As soon as it comes nighttime of the second day, that you're not allowed to eat it anymore, I would say right then, Ezbechiv Sreifa, to burn it. Vidinu, and really that's the way it should be. Why? Because zvachim necholim liyayim b'layla. A regular zevach, the same like a chatis, and a toida, you're allowed to eat it for 1 day and 1 night. The din is, liyayim b'layla echot. And hu adin ushlomim necholim lishneyamim b'layla echot. Or korban shlomim could be eaten for 2 days and 1 night in between. Now ma lahalan, just like be a chatis. Take if liachilus reifa right after the night time when you're not allowed to eat it. In other words, by chatas you can eat it by day and that night. When it comes the second morning, you're not allowed to eat it anymore. It becomes nicer, and the din is you're supposed to burn it right away. Is Afkan, I would say the same score applies by Korban Shlomim to say, take it, liachilis reifa. Right after the Zman, right after the time that you're not allowed to eat it anymore, right then you have to burn it. Now we just said, when is the last time you could eat the Shlomim? The second day? When it comes the second night, you're not allowed to eat it. So I would think you're supposed to burn it. The second night, Talmud Loima, therefore, Pasuk comes to teach us. The Pasuk says, V'hanoisa mibisar hazevach v'ayim hashlishi beis yisarif. What is left over from the korban, you should burn it when? V'ayim hashlishi. We darshin v'ayim atasarif. Only by day is the mitzvah to sarif or to burn it. V'atasarif v'layla. But you're not allowed to burn it by nighttime. This is a gzeras kasev, but at nighttime you can't burn it. Now, what is this magay to our shayla? So the Gemara, since the Gemara says like this, yehi nechal or lishlishi, we started off our shayla that a shlomim is eaten 2 days. Then the Gemara said, I would think the night of the second day you could also eat it. And what was the lashon? Yochol yehi nechal, midikom yehi nechal or lishlishi, alma or urtahu. So you see clearly when the Gemara says a lashon of or, it means the nighttime. Shema mina, this is again another proof that the word or means nighttime. That was the pshat in this Gemara, to say, I would think you could eat the shlomim even the night of the second day. Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, no, you're not allowed to. But I'll call upon and we see that the word or means nighttime. Muratar Shema, come in here, I'll bring you another proof. There's a loch in the Masech, the Yuma, that says, or shal yom ha-kippurim. That means the night going into Yom Kippur, by Marav on Yom Kippur, Mispal Sheva, the Shmon Esrei has 7 brachas to it, Umisvada. After the Shmon Esrei, we say Vidui, like we do. Shachris, Yom Kippur in the morning, when we daven Shachris, the same thing, Mispal Sheva, the Shmon Esrei, the Tefillah of Shachris has only 7 brachas, Umisvada. After the Tefillah, we say Vidui. But Musaf, on Musaf on Yom Kippur, the same thing, Mispal Sheva, Misvada. B'mincha mispawul shevu misvada. B'arvis, when you daven marv on Moitzoy Yom Kippur, it's a machlekis. What type of tefillah do we daven? The first Tanakhama holds mispawul miyein shmoy nosa. We daven miyein the shmoy nosa that we say in the regular churl. In the regular weekday, we daven the regular 18 brachas. This man Yom holds no. On Moitzoy Yom Kippur, we only really daven 7 brachas. Miyein shmoy nosa means we say the first 3 brachas, and the last 3 brachas, and in between, we don't say all the brachas, we just say me'ein. We say one short bracha that includes all the middle brachas. In the Gemara in Yuma, it says clearly like this, that is said that by Marav we say me'ein shmoneh esrei. The Gemara says the real word mispal sheva, me'ein shmoneh esrei. We say me'ein. And the Rashi also says there, it means the brachas habineinu, that one brachas kernel all the brachas together. And over there, Tosfos explains, he brings down the Rashbam, explains why does this man the Yom hold that by Mariv of Yom Kippur that we only daven 7 brachas. So he says, one svar is kivon diakati hu betainis, since we're still fasting then, is chashuv ki Yom Kippur. It's like Yom Kippur, and therefore we only daven 7 brachas like the rest of the tefillahs of Yom Kippur. Yeah. The next man the Yom says, Yeb Chanina ben Gamliel, Oime Mishum Avoisov, Mispal Shmoin Eser. Now you daven the regular Shmoin Eserai, Shlemus, the complete Shmoin Eserai. Why? Because since we have to say Avdolin, the Tfilah of Moitzoy Yom Kippur, and we have to say in a special brach of Atochenin Lodem Das, therefore we have to daven all the brachas separately. But what's Nageya to us is Alma, we see clearly from here that or, what does the word or mean? It means urta, it means nighttime, because it starts off as Braisa. Or, Shal Yom HaKippurim, the nighttime, it means the Marav, the Tefillah Marav of the nighttime of Yom Kippur. Shema mean there's another clear proof that the word or means nighttime. Tosh Shema, come and I'll bring you another proof. The Tani Devei Shmuel. Later the Gemara brings down a Braisa that was learned by Tani Devei Shmuel. That it says, Lele Arba Osar, the night going into the 14th day, the night of Erev Pesach, is Boidikin Esachomus Lar Haner. That is a time when we're supposed to check our house for the Chomets, by Or Haner, by the night of a candle, the light of a candle. is again Alma or Urtahu. We see clearly that the word or means nighttime. Because it's not Mestavra, we can't say that Tana Devei Shmuel is arguing on our Mishnah. Maybe you'll tell me, our Mishnah goes like Rav Huna says, that it means or means daytime. And later the Bryce says Tana Devei Shmuel is arguing on our Mishnah and says it means nighttime. That's not Mestavra. The Bryce won't argue on the Stam Mishnah. It's much more Mestavra to say that the Bryce is just coming to explain the Mishnah. So therefore we see from this Bryce that the Pshat now Mishnah is that the word or means nighttime. So the Mara, so all these kashas are very shvet Rav Huna. How could Rav Huna say that the word or means nagi, means daytime? Like the Havamina so far is that what Rav Huna meant to say nagi, like Rashi says, is mamish daytime. So the Gemara of the Teretz is like this: Ela bein Rav Huna o bein Rav Yehuda the kula yalma or urtahu. Both of them are masking that the word or means nighttime. For like pligi, there's no real machlekes here, not just mar ki asrei. Rav Huna says, what does or mean nagi? That's the way they call in his town. As in his town, the way they call nighttime is nagi. That's the way they call nighttime. Umar ki asrei. And the other one goes according to the way they call it in his town. Biasra, the Rav Huna, in Rav Huna's town, in his city. Dikori nagi. How do they call nighttime? They call nighttime nagi. Uvasra, the Rav Yehuda, in the town of Rav Yehuda, kori leli. They used to call the word used to call the word nighttime, they used to call it lately. Minaga, from this Gemara, the Ravid learns that Halacha, that still, why does our Mishnah say Lashon of or to mean nighttime, or even according to Rav Huna, why in his city they call it Nagi? So the Ravid says that the Pshat is, even though the Bedika should be at nighttime, the night of Erev Pesach, but it should be at the beginning of the night, when there is still some light outside, there's still some or outside. That's why it's also called Nagi, called or, because there's still a little bit light outside. For the Gemara now, the Tana Didon, the Tana of our Mishnah, nighttime Malekatani Leili. How come he doesn't say clearly what it means? Why does he start off saying the word or? Let him say clearly, like it says later in the Braisa of Tana Devei Shmuel, Leili, let him say clearly nighttime, the night of Erev Pesach. And for the Gemara, Lishnu Mal Yehudinokit. The Tana, the Mishnah, when he starts off the Masechta, he wants to say a nice Lashon. Now, the word or is much nicer than the word of Laili. Now, the Mepharshim speak out here, the Miri, even though really Laili is also a nice word, there's nothing wrong with it. Like we'll soon see Gemaras later, that you should not say things that are not nice. Like maybe Tomei is something that's not nice. But the Churistam saying the word Laila, nighttime, there's nothing wrong with it really. So that's why the Miri speaks out, or he spoke out here last year from the Rambam. But the Pshat in the Gemara is when you start off from Masechta, it's not nice for the first word of the Masechta to be like a Lashon Laila of darkness. The Tana wants to start off the Masechta with a Lashon of Or, light, like the Masechta learning is a good. So for the beginning of the Masechta, it's nicer to say Lishnim Aliyah, to say a nice Lashon. That's why we start off with the Masechta Or instead of saying the word Leili. Now, Zot Gemara Ukud Abishua Ben Levi. That I was saying you should always say, speak nicely, goes according to Abishua Ben Levi. The Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Yeshua ben Levi said, "Li'olam al yoytzi adam dover mekuna mipiv meguna. A person should not speak out of his mouth something not nice. Dover meguna, a not nice lashon. What's the raya? We have a raya from the Torah. Sherei okum hakosif. The Torah goes out of its way to say extra shmoina oisius, to say an extra 8 oisius. Lo'yoytzi dover meguna mipiv, not to say something not nice. What's the raya? Shenema. The pasuk says." By the teva of Noach, when the animals went into the teva, the pasuk says, "Min ha-behema ha-teira," should go in to behemoth that are tor, or "Min ha-behema asher enenu teira," and from the ones that are not tor. And the Torah did not say "Min ha-behema ha-tumeya," because the word ha-tumeya has 5 oisiyas to it. Now the word that the Torah says asher enenu teira has 13 oisiyas to it. So therefore, the Torah said an extra 8 oisiyas to teach us this yisoid, that you should always speak a lashon, a nice lashon, not a lashon meguna. By the Rav Papa Ramatesha, Pop has another posik that says the Torah says an extra 9 oisiyos. Shenema, the posik says ki yeh b'cho ish hashelo yeh tohor mikro laila. So it says a lashon instead of saying hashelo tomei, it says hashelo yeh tohor. So it's an extra 8 and 9 oisiyos. Ravina Ram Eser, Ravina says it's an extra 10 oisiyos. Because Vav the Torah, when it says Ashalo Yeh Torah, it says with the Vav, so it's an extra 10 oisiyos. To teach us the same limud. that it's kedai to say a nice loshin and not to say a loshin meguna, something not nice. Rav Acher bar Yaakov Omar, Sheish Asara, we have a raya 16. Sheish Esri, we have 16. Shenem Mother Postik says, Ki Omar Mikruhu Bilti Torhu, Ki Loi Tor. She says the reason why is what David HaMelech was telling Shaul, what David HaMelech was telling telling Shaul HaMelech. The reason why he didn't come to the Suda, because he was Tomei. That doesn't say he's Tomei. It says, I'm not Tor. You see, it says a nice Loshin, and this Loshin has an extra 16 Oisiris. So the Moratanya Devei Rabbi Shmuel. L'yoy lo miyisapi rodem b'loshin iki. A person should always speak a nice Loshin. Sharei, what's the Rai? Another Rai from the Torah. Sharei b'zav koru merkav. When the Torah talks about the Hilchos Tomei of a Zav, when a person is Tomei, so the Loch is, a Zav is Nav HaTumah. And there's a locha from Tumas Merkav and Tumas Moishav. Moishav means anything he sits on also becomes a nafatumah. And there's a chumra digadin that if you touch the Moishav, you become Tomei. And who adin the begodim you're wearing also become Tomei. Now there's also a locha from Merkav. Merkav means something the Zav is riding on. That also has an nafatumah. And if somebody touches it, it's metamhim. But by Merkav, it has a kula, the begodim you're wearing does not become tummy. Now, what is Merkav? And what's the difference between Merkav and Moishav? Moishav means something your body is sitting on. Merkav, we had before in the Gemara, is it doesn't mean something you're sitting on, Lamosha, when you're sitting on the saddle. So the part of the saddle that your body sits on, that type has tumas Moishav. But there's a stick, a piece of wood sticking up on the saddle that you grasp to hold on to hold you up. So really, your body is not sitting on it. But since you use that piece of stick that to hold on to, that has a Tumas Merkav on it. Now the Tumas Merkav and Moishav applies both to a man and to an Isha, by a Zav and a Zava. But still, when the Torah talks about a man, to say the Tumas Zav, it says Merkav. Over Isha, when the Torah talks about an Isha, she has a Tomei of a Zava, Kari Moishav. The Pasuk only says Moishav, she's sitting. The Pasuk does not say she's riding. Because it's a dove of Maguna to talk about an Isha that's riding, because she has to spread out her feet. Like Rashi says, Bizov ksiv v'chol ha-merkav ha-shayukav. Anytime a gzav is riding on something, even though his body is not on it, he's just holding on to it, that's also has a tumas merkav. It's an ava tumma, and whoever touches it is metame his guf, his body. Over Isha, when the Torah talks about a zov on Isha, ksiv oyal ha-kliya shahiyo shevis. On a cliff, something she is sitting on, but it doesn't talk about riding. Why? It's not nice to talk about an isha spreads out her feet. Even though lalocha, they both have the exact same halachas, whether an ish or whether an isha that's a zov and zovam, if they stand sit on something, it's navatumam, and if somebody touches it, his matam is begodim. If they're riding on something and holding on to it, that thing is only, it's also an avatumma, but the locker is, if somebody touches it, only his body is tamei, and not his begodim. So this is a rai again, the Torah talks about a loshin aki, a nice loshin, and does not say merkav by an isha. The yoyim, another rai, is the Pasuk Liyev says, v'ativcha loshin arumen, I will pick out, choose a nice loshin, or to speak nice. The yoyim, another Pasuk says, v'das vasai borim malelu. Also, I'll choose out to pick out a nice, clean lotion. So the more my b'yoyma, what do I have three rayas for? I have a pusik. What's wrong with what the Torah tells us? The chitema, maybe I would say, from the first raya alone, I would say, honey, mili, when is there an Indian to say a nice lotion? And now the lotion maguna, that's b'diraisa. That's the way the Torah talks. Why? Like Rashi says, because this is shayotsa mepiagvura. This is a lotion that came out of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mouth. So Avada, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu talks, he has to talk with Loshon Nekiyah. But maybe when people talk, they don't have to talk with Loshon Nekiyah. Therefore, we have to have a second pasuk, V'yoymar. Yes, the Gemara says, Avo b'dirabonin loy. But when the Rabbonin here means when they say the Mishnayis, or they say the Brises, maybe they don't have to speak with Loshon Nekiyah. Toshima, therefore, bring a second pasuk. V'yoyim avativcha loshin arumin. No, the chachamim should also choose a nice loshin, a loshin akiyah. The chitayim, maybe I would say from these two pasukim alone. Hani mili b'derabbanan. True, when they learn mishnayis or when they say brises, they have to say a nice loshin. Aber b'mila the alma, time when people are talking one to the other, loy, maybe they don't have to be makpid to watch yourself. Tony, speak a nice lashon and not a davar meguna. Therefore, v'yoyimah, bring the third pasuk. Even when you're stam talking one with the other, you should also make sure to use a nice clean lashon and not a davar meguna. Is it true like you're saying that when the Torah talks about a lady, it never says she's a merkav, she's riding, because that's a davar meguna, to talk about her riding on a horse or a chamor, that she has to spread her feet out? The pasuk says in Bereishis, it says that she did get up and she rode on the gemalim. You see, the pasuk says that she rode. So the chura she rode here with pisik raglayim. And the gemara hosam mishum bisusa the gemalim urchehu. Urchehi. I tell you here, it's talking about she's riding on top of a camel. A camel is very big, and she's afraid she'll fall off. So when you sit on top of a camel, you can't just sit with your 2 feet together on one side. You have to spread out your feet. So since on a camel you have to ride like that, like the Torah doesn't say a sheker, the Torah says the emes. So here we have to say she rode. So therefore this is not called the Lashon Meguna. Like we have no choice. Really, like the bottom of the Rach explains, like the bottom line of the Rach, he says, "O pisak raglayim b'mokim she'efshel lahaskiroi b'loshen shvach." When we could, we don't say it. We have to say loshen shvach. Aber b'chibas hagomel, when she's running on a camel, o kiyotze bo mishum pachad shemisyore, she's afraid maybe she'll fall off. Lirchav derech yeshiva, she can't ride it sitting down with her 2 feet on one side. Shle tipol, she's afraid she'll fall off it. Yeshesh lahaski rechiva. We have to mention that she's riding it, is ain olav klum, then there's nothing wrong with this. Because we can't say shekel, we have to say the emes. So therefore, on a camel, it's alright to say a lashin of rechiva. For the Gemara, for your aksiv, I'll ask you another kasha. For your aksiv, the pasuk says, Vayikach Moshe es ishtoi, v'yez bono, v'yakivim al hachamor, that Moshe took his wife and his children, and it says a lashin by Yakivim, he rode them on the chamor. It says Lashon Rechiva riding by an Isha here, applies to Eshes Moshe. Even though it's not nice, it's a double Meguna. And the Gemara, in,